6 a.m. as I find myself staring at a small, lonely ranch at the outer brim of Las Vegas. I've reached the end of the city now and the beginning of what most people call the nuclear wasteland. Hell's Gate, the City of Sin, but more commonly known as the desert. But humbly and quietly, after all is said and done and the sweltering heat fades away and the nighttime awakens, the desert transforms itself into the most mysterious and breathtaking landscapes that I've seen in my lifetime. I continue to walk outward from the diminishing light of the last street lamp and into the darkness, lit only by the solace of the full desert moon smiling down at me. As my eyes adjust, I ponder the reasoning behind my fascination with the moon, decide upon the fact that it is to life what Johnny Cash is to music. You know, kind of like the guiding light on the dark side, the assigned night watch to make sure that we all make it through our most vulnerable state as humans. Not an easy task and definitely thankless. I don't know, maybe that's why I have so much respect for it. The chill in the air tells me that the new season has arrived to awaken my mind from the summer slumber it has succumbed to for 5 months now. In the distance, I can hear a wolf letting his pack know that he has found food. Wolves have survived many, many years by sticking together but now face extinction by way of man. I wonder what's coming next to wipe us all out. City lights, only to stumble upon a painfully humorous vision of the tall steeples of the Mormon temple and the neon vomit and secret infidelity of the Las Vegas Strip in one dismal bird's eye view. Almighty is the bling bling in the city that never sleeps as stretch marks lace outwardly from the epicenter from overgrowth. Why am I here? Every logical thought propels my body into the mountains, driving some yellow jeep with big bouncy tires, wind billowing through my hair and fuzzy sweater, entering into the town called 98% Caucasia, my nice, comfortable, secure little world. The desert is in my blood, I can feel it. These are my roots. My life journey may take, but one thing's for sure. I will never forget the time I've spent talking to the moon here in the desert.
Yeah. keep on desert walking. Keep on.